Well, the Patriots are no longer undefeated, but that's no big deal because they're off to Cleveland on Sunday. And oh, yeah, Brady's back. Now, as much as Bill Belichick didn't want to acknowledge this fact, it's impossible to talk about this game against Cleveland without discussing the return of Tom Brady. I think, obviously, that makes an enormous difference on this offense. No longer is it going to be Jimmy Garoppolo. No longer will it be Jacoby Brissett. It'll be a guy who's capable of doing anything Josh McDaniels wants to do offensively. The only concern I have here for Brady is to make sure he's not a little bit too amped up at the start of the game. We've seen him come back from some absences in the past, a little bit emotional. Sometimes the throws are a little high early in games. As long as he can control the emotions, this is a defense that he should be able to pick apart. Joe Hayden is an outstanding cornerback for Cleveland, but that's really all there is in that secondary. The Browns have really struggled stopping the pass. Defensively, they've struggled doing everything. So Tom Brady is back. I think he gets the ball to his targets, Martellus Bennett, Chris Hogan, new guys that he hasn't worked with a lot, and certainly the old reliable guys like Edelman and Gronk. This should be a big day for the offense. Now, defensively for the Patriots, this is going to be very similar to last week against Buffalo. It all starts up front. It all starts with stopping the run. I thought they did a pretty good job with LeSean McCoy. Different kind of attack this week with Cleveland. Isaiah Crowell, very dangerous guy, averaging well over 6 yards a carry. That's the highest total in the league. He's number two in all of the NFL in rushing behind only rookie Ezekiel Elliott. So this is where it all starts. This is how Hugh Jackson wants to keep his young team in the football game. They want to run the ball. They want to try to control the clock. The Patriots can't let them. This is going to be a big task up front. I think it's going to require everybody. Be nice to see Dont'a Hightower back in there, maybe a little bit healthier. I thought he looked good at times last week. At other times, he struggled. He figures to be a little bit better in his second week back from that knee injury, but it all starts up front. Now, I mentioned earlier, as much as Bill Belichick doesn't want to acknowledge the fact that Brady's coming back, it makes a huge difference that Brady is back. I think the offense will be back to normal. I expect to see 30-plus points on the board. I know that's asking a lot. He hasn't played in a while. Again, maybe knocks off a little rust early in the game, keeps those emotions in check. This is not a good defense for Cleveland. They want to run the ball to try to keep up. If the Patriots play well offensively, there's no way they're going to be able to run the ball and keep up in a shootout. I think the Patriots come away with a 34-20 victory.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.